بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوية الأربعين، نوية الاعتكاف، نوية الخلوة، نوية العزلة، نوية الرياضة، نوية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم. مولانا and grand sheikh always in every session, in every meeting, they make an intention and they say that if you do the same intention, Allah will write it for you as if you have done it. The intention is that Nawaitul Arba'een, my intention is in this meeting that I, seclusion, 40 days, and Ya Rabbi, my intention is to be in a seclusion, in that seclusion of 40 days. Nawaitul I'tikaf, to I make in this meeting a I'tikaf like you do in the masjid. Nawaitul Khalwa, I'm asking for a seclusion of 40 days. Nawaitul Riyada, Riyada means to make more prayer, always doing prayers. Nawaitul Uzla, I want to be secluded by myself in this mosque. And Nawaitul Suluk, I am making intention to seek the way of Gnostics. So if you make that intention in every amal, Allah will write it for you as if you have done all these six different categories. That's why guide is important in your life, because he can give you hints or things that you don't know, in order that you would be able to achieve the highest level of rewards, although you are doing the smallest, like an ant and elephant. You get the benefit of an elephant even you are walking like an ant. Or you, how the ant is moving slowly, there are the lion or the tiger cat, you call it, which is the most speed, cheetah is what? Is monkey. The black cat, huh? Enter, Haja knows this thing. Which one is the fastest? Cheetah? I don't know. Cheetah is fastest. Our movement toward Islam, toward Prophet, toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is like an ant. But if you make intention, Ya Rabbi, I'm weak, and my movement is like an ant, Allah will make your movement like a cheetah, very quick, and reward you according to the speed, the fastest speed. So intentions are important in the life of human beings. That's why guides are important, because they give you a speed. With small amal, you can get a huge reward. And وَلِلَّهِ فِي خَلْقِهِ شُؤُونَ. Allah knows best about His servant, everyone. Allah gave him something different. How we know that Allah gave everyone something different, Hajj Ghulam, Habib, Ya Habib. You see why Allah gave him something different? Look. Why Allah gave him something different? No, I'm doing. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him something different? Because he gave me something different. Allahu Akbar. Pakistanis, mashallah, they are very, respectful for prophets of Allah. Anything related to prophet, they do it the best of respect, adab. Most of them. I didn't see people like them, like Pakistani's background. That doesn't mean Malaysian or Indonesian or this or that, Middle Eastern. But they have things, they are very meticulous in it to show love to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah gave everyone something different. And what is the example of that, Haji Ghulam? Dato. What is the example? How we know that everyone has something different in his personality, in his self, in his way of approaching, in his characters? No, I don't know. I'm asking you. There is, Allah gave some, one thing that shows that everyone is different. There is one thing in your life that you cannot say these are look like each other, except some cases like twins, but always there is a, even twins in their behaviors and characters, they are different. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave something for everyone that differentiate, that this one is this and that one is this. What's that? Ya Allah, who is that? Who knows? Who is that one? Said that. Ha, Sharif. He heard it before. Thumb.
Aye.
The thumb is different from one person to another person. You cannot find two people with the same thumb. When you put it and press it on ink and on paper, millions and millions of thumbs different. You cannot find two similar. We are 6 billion human beings now on earth or more. 6 billion different thumbs. How this? The one who did that must be beyond our understanding. No one can do 6 billion different encryption in a finger. This is a code. This is a code. They don't know the meaning of the code. They don't know what is in the code. Encrypted knowledge is there. Awliya Allah, when they want, why they do bay'ah? Why they give you bay'ah? You take their hands. What happened now? His fingerprint, his thumb, is already copied here. Awliya Allah, immediately when they give bay'ah, that's meaning of bay'ah. The people don't understand it. When as soon as they put their thumb, it's like a scanning procedure. The wali can scan the thumb of that person, and immediately all these knowledge that are encrypted are decoded for him. That's why he knows everything about you. So, and this knowledge comes from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and many of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah following that procedure? I don't see it here, but I see it in Middle East countries and in Southeast Asia, subcontinent. When the name of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come, what you do? You use these two fingers, kiss them, and put on your eyes. Was the first one doing that, Sayyidina Abu Bakr? And he was saying that قَرَّتْ عَيْنِي بِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, my eye is content and happy with you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he wants to express that feeling, but he wants to certify it. He wants to make, when you go to the to immigration or anything, you ask for a passport, they stamp your papers, you know? They seal it, or else it's thrown in the garbage. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq wants to seal his love and make it authentic. So it has to have a seal. So that seal, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was using his two fingers, Shahada finger and the thumb, kissing them, putting them around his eyes. Why? There must be something. If we think little bit, why Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was doing that, if we are being given a little bit of knowledge or understanding of science, we can immediately extract some knowledge about that, which happened 1400 years ago. People from 1400 years ago, they do what Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq did, but might be they don't know why he did that. Why his thumb and his shahada finger, kissing them and putting his eyes. Because he wants to say, this finger is the finger of what? Shahada. What does shahada mean? Witness. Witnessing. When we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, means I bear witness that Allah is the Creator. And I bear witness that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His Messenger. Is that? Do you bear witness?
Yes, I do.
I do, he does, ashhadu anna. But we say it by tongue, but we didn't witness it. Witness is, you have to see. You can't say, I witness. They call you for a court and to say to you, did you see that accident, for example, and who hit who? Are you a witness? You say, no, I can heard it, or by tongue. He said, no, did you see it? No, I didn't see it. Okay, we don't need you. We need someone that witnessed. So when we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, we say it by tongue, but in reality, it didn't come yet into the heart that witness what we are saying. Why Sayyidina Bilal, when he was being tortured, was saying, Ahad, Ahad? Yeah? Sayyidina Bilal, when they were torturing him, beating him, lashing him, putting rocks on him. What he was saying? Ahad, ahad. Why he didn't say wahid, wahid? Wahid is the maqam of wahdaniya, oneness. Ahad is the maqam of ahadiyya, uniqueness. There is difference in the meaning. Wahid is the meaning that Allah cannot be seen, but His signs indicate about His oneness. He is the Creator. Everything indicates His power. Look at people, different faces, different features that indicate on His oneness. Signs in the tree, look at the trees. Can you count these leaves? أحصاهم وعدهم عدا. صحيح.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا وكلهم آتيه يوم القيامة فردا.
لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا. He already أحصاهم means he counted them without counting. Without need to count, he counted them. Counted his creation. وعدهم عدا. After he encompassed them all, he counted them one by one. And all of them, they are coming to His presence in the Day of Judgment. Nothing can be out of His power, of His knowledge. Everything is being written, being signed. His will overtook everything. His will. When His will comes, planning comes, creation comes. Al-Khaliq is the one that creates. When His will comes for creation, something to appear, His beautiful name, Al-Khaliq, creates. From that beautiful name, a creation comes. The blueprint comes. From Bahrul Qudra, the ocean of power, Al-Qadir, they appear. So, Allah knows everyone of His creation, not Haji Ghulam, not Sheikh Anwar, not Sheikh Abdullah, like that. He knows every cell in your body with His knowledge. He knows every hair in your beard. Can you count it?
No.
You cannot count them.
I've never tried it.
Try it now. Can you count?
No.
No. Allah knows how many hair you have and how many cells in your body. How many cells in human body? No, they... Them. They counted nearly 3 trillion cells, not billions, trillions in your body. They counted. How big are the veins in your body if you put them all together? If you put them in one line, the veins, the arteries, the capillaries, hundreds of thousands of miles of or kilometers. Aeroplane takes approximately 10,000 kilometers of wires. A human being, hundreds of thousands, up to millions of distances. Who knows that? Who created that? The one who created knows. أحصاهم لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا. He brought them, counted them, and knew them one by one. Means his creation has to be to him known one by one. Everything in your body is being calculated. How old are you?
17.
So 17 years. But this is not how they count. In heavenly counting, this is dunya counting. Heavenly counting is by breath. How many breaths you have. Not how many years. How many years? Which year? Lunar? Solar? There are Persian years also. There are old Bani Israel years also. There are many different counting of years. But our angels, they count by breath. The moment you begin to breathe out of the womb of your mother, up till the last breath you give out, that is your age. So they say, this one has X amount of breath. When that's finished, it's over. Sayyidina Israel come and take the soul back. So it is not like our countings. So Sayyidina Bilal was saying, Ahad, Ahad. Means he was in the state that he is able not anymore to get signs from wherever is around him, because he was being tortured. But he, Allah raised him to a state out of his love to Allah and his Prophet, and was able to take that difficulty. Allah raised him to a state of vision, of feeling the uniqueness, the witnessing where he was in the Divine Presence. He was able to see where he was in the maqam of oneness. With your eyes, these eyes, you can see the indication of oneness of Allah the Creator. But in this realm of uniqueness, ahadiyya, you can see where you are in that Divine Presence. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq wants a witness to his love to Prophet ﷺ. So this is the finger of witness, because he reached the level of seeing, not as someone does not see. And they call him to the court, they kick him out, they say, we don't need you. Get us someone who was able to see. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr wants to say, Ya Rasulullah, I am seeing you. I am seeing the reality. That's why he used to say, Sadaqta Ya Rasulullah. Anything he was asked, he said, Sadaqa Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said the truth. Without question, Sayyidina Umar, when Prophet went into Isra and Mi'raj, Sayyidina Umar was want to confirm with someone. He went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, telling him that Prophet, he didn't say Prophet, he said your friend, Sahibuk. Your friend is saying that he went for Isra and Mi'raj. He said, Ya Umar, Sadaqa Rasulullah. No question. He said that, it is correct for me. Look the faith, the iman. So he wants to bear witness that Prophet ﷺ is seeing him, that and that he is confirming my love to you, Ya Muhammad. He touched these two fingers. This finger, the thumb, is his code in heaven. Is how he, all his encryption, all the encryption is in the thumb. So I am, Ya Rasulullah, I am coming with the reality. That look, the reality that it is encrypted in my thumb finger, together with the witnessing of my Shahada finger, saying that you are Muhammadur Rasulullah. And you, I am happy and content with your friendship and believing in you, and I want to seal it. Where he sealed it? On his eyes. Why? On his eyes. Because not only that, they found today that every iris is a code of, every iris is different from the iris of someone else. So now that's why they use it at airport. When you want to pass immigration, especially in England, now we don't go to passport to ask you questions or whatever. There is a place called iris. If you are registered with them, they take the pictures of your eyes. So you go there, you put your face in the machine opens the door, you enter. No stamp, no nothing, because they already identify you. And this is always is there, your ID, your identification, like a card. It's for with them. So the iris from one to one, from one to another is different. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq wants to say, Ya Rabbi, I love your Prophet. My Shahada finger is witnessing. My identification in my thumb is witnessing. And I'm sealing it with another identification, which is the iris of my eyes, that they are different from one to another. So I am sealing it with that seal. That's why he used to put his fingers on his eyes. That is an interpretation. That's karama, miracle, 1400 years ago. Look, Sahaba, how much they know. And how much today we are finding why they were doing that. It's something unbelievable. No one knew in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, even till recent years. 50 years ago or 100, who knows about the iris? Now it's recent. Some might be 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 100 years ago, but iris is recent. So why Sayyidina Abu Bakr is being working on the iris? Because he wants to see his confirmation of love to Allah and his Prophet. So the guide, a murshid, is not different from anyone else, but he is advanced. He's not different of a scholar, but he is advanced in his knowledge through different means. And that's why I said at the beginning that when the Sheikh gives you initiation, because he wants to know everything about you. So he scan your thumb, and your ID will be always with him. When he wants to know about you or look about you more, he looks at your ID, which is in your thumb. Today they send messages through emails, encrypted. And then you have to analyze it. Allah doesn't have heavenly encryption. Allah gave to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam things that we cannot imagine. She's standing every time. When I mentioned the Prophet's name, she stands. Because she learned from her grandfather. She's standing. Maulana Sheikh Nazim said that Ottomans, emperor, sitting with his cabinet, when the name of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, when the name of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, he stand up out of respect to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, they tell you, don't do salawat. It's too much. They say to you that. They say, why you are praying after Maghrib? What do you want from me? I want to pray after Maghrib. I want to Sunnah. I want to pray before Fajr or after. Why you want? Why you are bothering with me? Bothering me. They don't like it. They say, oh, this is, you are doing something different. What different? I'm not praying my five obligations.
Yes.
So Nafil, I can pray as much as I like. You have no right to interfere. They don't like that. They don't like you to do salawat on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq wants to show his love. He expressed in such a way. Awliya Allah, they guide us through small things. With the small things, you get huge rewards. Because you say, Ya Rabbi, my intention is to do this and this and this, but I'm weak. I'm like an ant moving. Allah will reward. There are angels especially for such gatherings. Such gathering, they will not go from here without everyone his name being written. And angels present that in the hadith of Sayyidina Abu Huraira, and it is a sahih hadith mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. I explained it 2 days ago in someone's house, I don't remember, might be your house, or Qadir, Dr. Raj house, about angels, لِلَّهِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَطُوفُونَ فِي الطُّرُقَاتِ يَتَلَمَّسُونَ مَجَالِسَ الذِّكْرِ or أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. There are angels that go in the streets, roaming, searching where there are people sitting together, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these angels, they in circle after circle after circle, all the way to heaven, presenting those who are in that meeting, presenting them to the divine presence. Everyone will be written his name, his real name, that it is in the thumb. You have seven names. Everyone has seven names, it is said. One of them is what your parents call you. Six of them, what is your name in heaven? You have a name when you pray. When you say, Allahu Akbar, you cannot enter without your heavenly name. You have to know your heavenly name. If not, angels will open it for you. Because it's a code, you know, and you want to enter something now, they have a combination key, have to put the put a card to go inside the room, in hotels. In a prayer, when you say Allahu Akbar, they have to open for you your supposed place where you are going to pray, there, بَيْنَ يَدَيِّ الرَّحْمَنِ, between the hands of Allah. So you have a presence in that, in there, there is a presence that angels will open it and be there. There is a name that when you breathe, you are breathing with that name. There is a name when death comes. There is a name for you in the grave. There is a name for you when Allah calls you in Day of Judgment. There is a name for you in heavens, seven names. We are short sight. We are short sight. We cannot see. But really, if people open their hearts to their Lord and follow the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see another example from that example yesterday of Abdurrahman. You were there? Yeah, you were there. How was that example, Abdurrahman?
Allahu Akbar.
What I was saying. Another example of what? Of something. So in any case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, I can remember now. Allah wants us to follow in the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why we stood up. No problem. We are standing for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barakah. So Allah said, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you really love Allah, if you want Allah's love, everyone wants Allah's love, isn't it? So Allah is a condition. You really want my love? Follow Muhammad. As we explained in your house, you remember about the salawat on Prophet ﷺ from beginning of dunya till end of dunya, we will not give the right to Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. As it should be. Even if you have life from time of Sayyidina Adam till judgment day, standing in presence of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making salawat, it's not enough to give him his right. We said this in New York. That's why Sayyidina Shaykh Sharafuddin came. He was in a vision. He was being dictated by in a dream. Because and I explained how Sayyidina al-Bukhari, how he compiled this hadith by sleeping and seeing Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream and write the hadith, confirm it. So he confirmed with him that salawat, which is a very heavy salawat in this scale, in the balance. So if we really want, we want Allah's love, and that's why people are coming, for what people to come all the way here. Really, I was coming and I had, where is Yusuf who drove us here? I said in the car, I have headache, really heavy headache and not feeling well. Now, mashallah, that headache is gone with the barakah of people, because the love of people attract you also and give you energy. When you lose energy, go to a mosque, you gain energy. When you lose energy, go to a wali, you gain energy. When you lose energy, go a sacred place, you gain energy. Go to a holy place, you gain energy. What Sayyidina Zakaria did? كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب
وجد عندها رزقا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب هنالك دعا زكريا ربه قال رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة
Whenever Zakaria entered to the room of Maryam, Sayyida Maryam, he finds provision, fruits. وَجَدَ عِنْدَ أَرِزْقَ. He didn't say fruit or food. He said he found there provision. Now we can expand on the meaning. وجد عندها رزقها فرش food, whatever. provision for her.
Also another meaning, whenever he entered her place, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا, he found rizq, might be spiritual rizq. These, all these manifestations of Allah's beautiful names and attributes, that you get energy, strong energy from it, and you become nuran, you become enlightened, knowledgeable, you become, you understand ma'rifatullah, to know about the divine presence. So Allah will give you. So whenever he enters, he says, from where is that? Because Allah is providing. She never went, came out of her room. Except when she was wherever she de- whenever only when she delivered Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, she came out. She went to a palm tree. And when she put her back on the palm tree, that palm tree was dry. When she put her back on the palm tree, immediately was carrying dates. That time he said, Jibreel to her, فَقُولِي سَيِّدْنَا عِيسَى فَقُولِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا, eat and drink and be peaceful, happy with what you are going to have. فَإِمَّا تَرَيِّنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. Whenever you see anyone, say, I'm not going to speak with anyone. And then when they pressured her, she pointed at Sayyidina Isa, and then he began to talk. So in any case, he found rizq there. He was happy with the he was finding rizq. But is that is the meaning of fruit? Because what he did? The answer, from where is that? She said, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he did? He stepped out, and then he was thinking, he came back. He came back. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. He came back later, and he knew, realized that this is a blessed room, a blessed niche. Niche? Mihrab. Mihrab. Niche. Where she sit and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a worshipping place. That's why you want tranquility, go to a worshipping place. You want happiness, go to a worshipping place. Means meets people who are worshipping their Lord. You get energy from them. So he went back. He knew that dua there will be accepted because they're worshipping, becoming a holy place. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. Ya Rabbi, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh my Lord, give me the offspring, children. He didn't have children, he was 100 years of age. He didn't say tawassul with Sayyidina Maryam. He said the place there became holy. And because he's a prophet, Sayyidina Maryam is not a prophet. So the place is becoming holy. He went there. This is to show the people who does not accept dua and prophet muwajaha of prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to tell them in holy Quran, even with Sayyidina Maryam place, dua was accepted. What do you think about in place of prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is not going to be accepted? So Sayyidina Zakaria asked Allah, Ya Rabbi, give me children. And Allah gave him what? Yahya alayhi salam. And when he was thinking, how am I going to get a child?
He knew he was old.
He was 100 years. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَقَافْهَا يَا عَنْ صَدِّقُوا رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهِ
زَكَرِيَّا أَحْنَدَ رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا.
From beginning. كيف هي عايز؟ بسم
الله الرحمن الرحيم. كافها يا عين صاد. ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا. قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله رب رضيا يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا قال رب أنى يكون لي غلام وكانت امرأتي عاقرا وقد بلغت من الكبر عتيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا
صدق الله العظيم.
He said, somebody, that my bones, Ya Rabbi, I'm coming to you with your rahmah. And he is calling him Nida al-Khafiyya, is doing a dua within himself, not with a loud voice. But where? In the niche of Maryam alayhi salam, in her room, because it became a holy room. He's a prophet. And she has a room, and that room became important because of Sayyida Maryam. So he was asking Ya Rabbi, my bones became weak, all of them cracking. وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. My bones became very weak, and my hair all white. My hair became white. Give me a child. When Jibreel alayhi salam came, and he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ اسْمُهُ يَحْيَى. Allah is giving you good tidings that you will get a son, you will call him Yahya alayhi salam. He said, how am I going to have a son? And I am old already, I cannot bring children. And my wife, 90 years of age. How? It's impossible. So قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّ. This is what Allah said, finish, don't argue. So he took a piece of wood, like this wood, and he said, Ya Jibreel alayhi salam, Ya Yahya, look at that piece of wood. He looked, it's a dry piece of wood. Immediately it became green, and two leaves came out. He said, as this wood became green, Allah making your wife womb green and you green. Go tonight and have a child. And Allah gave them Yahya alayhi salam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, He will give birth. You have to love Him. Maryam was in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Zakariya in love with Allah. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in love with Allah.
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى
You are in love. You are in love with Allah. Then follow. Follow Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Follow سيدنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلوات. إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. If you really love Allah, follow me, follow Muhammad, Allah will love you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us to be stronger and stronger in the love of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And in the love of Awliya Allah. And Allah give long life to our Shaykh because he is guiding us toward the real way and He is guiding us for the love of Allah and the love of His Prophet. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi harmati al-Fatiha. May Allah bless all of you and all of us and accept from all of us. What is the time now? A day? So we pray Zuhr, we didn't pray Zuhr. Yeah.